today we begin a new shiur of Orchos Tzaddikim, and I think, is this our first Orchos Tzaddikim shiur after we got the okay from Rav Pam, that you're supposed to learn Orchos Tzaddikim at your age, not Mesil Sharon, right? That was a nice little plug that we got. Okay. If anyone actually listens to these shiurim online, they have no idea what I'm talking about. So we're starting Shar HaCharata today, so we're finished. With worry, now we're into regret. So a lot of cheerful topics this summer. So Shar HaChadasar is the 11th Shar, is Shar HaCharata. Says the Orchos Tzaddikim, HaCharata, what is Charata? Husha osadam davar v'chozer bo u'misnachim elamaisa. That is regret, meaning a person does something, he then decides that was not a good idea, he stops doing it, and he feels badly that he did it. He's misnachim elamaisa. He derech yishara ma'od linyan atshuva. This is a very, very important element of tshuva. In fact, one might say, it is a key element of tshuva. What are the key elements of tshuva? Key ingredients of tshuva? Charata, vidui, kabbalah lasad, right? The first step is aziva sacheit, stop sinning, right? Then you have charata that you did sin, you're mekabel not to sin in the future, and you say vidui. And that is the process of tshuva. So charata is a very, very critical element of tshuva. We got to hear a few different pieces of Torah relating to tshuva last week. Remember, Reuven Feinstein raised the question that what does it mean Kabbalah ala asid is an element of tshuva? And remember this question? Were you able to hear? Reuven Feinstein said, I don't understand. Everybody has to be mekabel not to do averos in the future. That's just part of being a Jew. No one's allowed to do averos in the future. So why is that part of tshuva that I'm not going to do an avera in the future? Of course you're not going to do an avera in the future. That's just what. But so his idea was that kiven sha'avra adam avera v'shanaba naslo keheter, the Gemara Kiddushin says, that it becomes like a heter. It's much harder to leave an avera once you get in the habit of doing the avera. Once you've done it and lightning has not struck and you went on with life, it's much, much more difficult to stop to do the avera. But of all of these elements of tshuva, what do you think is the easiest of the four ingredients of tshuva? Assuming four ingredients: aziva sacheit, charata, kabbalah la'asiv, and vidui. What's the easiest one to accomplish? Vidui, right? Got to be the easiest. It's just reading it, right? Saying, I did this. And you don't have to say it to anybody, just HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's not even embarrassing. So it's a very easy part of tshuva. What's the most challenging of all of the elements of tshuva? So it depends on the person, depends on the situation, depends on the avera. Aziva sacheit is a particular challenge, but not always. Sometimes it's not such a hard challenge to be able to aziva sacheit. Sometimes, you know, a person's at a different place in life. Sometimes you'll talk to people who lived their lives a certain way when they were lemashal in high school, and it's no longer cool to be what was cool in high school, right? Once you're ready, shun a bet. Like, if you're still doing the things that the cool guys did in high school, so then you're not cool anymore. You're like, oh, what a loser. He didn't get with the program and realize that you're supposed to grow into a Ben Torah at some point in life, which, by the way, is supposed to be pre-bar mitzvah is when that's supposed to happen, not shun a bet. But okay, that's for a different time. You become chayv in mitzvahs when in Judaism? At the age of 13, right? not Shanabat. So the just a little yidia. I know it's not such a popular halacha, but but a lot of times you'll talk to a person who's it's very easy to be ozev the chait because they're social people are social creatures. And whatever's socially acceptable, they're more than happy to do. And it's no longer socially acceptable to do a lot of the things that they used to do. So aziva sachet is not always that challenging. Very often, charata is the most challenging. Kabbalah lasid, I think you would have to say, is depending on the avera, could be the most challenging, because Kabbalah lasid Ram says you have to really be convinced that as you are now, you would never do that again. Like, to get to the point that you would never do that again, despite the fact that for most of us, the averos that we do repeat themselves so many times, and the tshuva for them has repeated itself so many times that it's really, really tough to convince yourself that you're never going to do it again. When, you know, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to be made about you, that you would never do that again. That's very hard when we're not even really confident ourselves that we're not going to do it again. But a very challenging part of tshuva is charata. Charetz is a difficult part of tshuva. A lot of times, you have people who change their lives around. They don't live the life that they used to live. They live on a much higher level, a much more intense form of avodas Hashem, and they think about things differently. But they get together with old friends, and they start to talk about the good old days, and remember that time. And you don't hear charata in their voice. Remember that time that we did that to so and so when he was, you know, that freshman on the bus, and you know, or that time that whatever, and like you hear like these nostalgic, references back to the old days. It doesn't sound like charata. Charata means that you're like embarrassed about it. You regret having done it. It's a certain madrega to actually. It's not that. No, I'm happy that I am where I am now, and. And where I was then was okay. No, I'm really still motivated by the fact that what I used to be, what I used to do, the things that I used to do were so not okay with me that I still feel badly about them. That's charata. Charata is that a person is not at all proud of his previous averos. So it's a very critical element of tshuva, not an easy part of tshuva. A person who sins and then has charata, it's as if he never sinned. V'i efshar l'shuv below charata. You can't do tshuva without charata. Pirush, lo'olam lo yischapru avonos avimeinu mischarit aleihem. What does it mean you can't do tshuva without charata? It means that you're never going to have kapara. See, this is an important nekuda over here. A lot of times we'll say that people can't do tshuva for certain things, or tshuva only works if. You have to be very careful about how you define tshuva in different contexts. Sometimes tshuva means that, for example, who just quoted to us last week from the Gemara in Kiddushin? So a person's Mekadish Nishal Menashe Anit Tzadik Gomor. Someone, one of the speakers, but a person's Mekadish, who did? Rav Rubin quoted that too. A person is Mekadish Nishal Menashe Anit Tzadik Gomor, even if he was Chote Kol Yamav, Mekudashas. Right, she's Mekudeshes. Why? Because Shemi hear her tshuva believer. Maybe he had to hear her tshuva. Charata, Kabbalah la'asid, Vidoy. None of that. He didn't have any of those things. Shemi hear her tshuva. Hear her tshuva. So what does that mean? What do you mean he's a tzaddik gamur? He didn't do tshuva. So tzaddik gamur and effective tshuva means different things. Sometimes effective tshuva means that right now, in the here and now, you are a tzaddik gamur. But you haven't actually fixed the previous averos. You haven't taken care of them. You haven't erased them. You haven't achieved kapara for them. But right now, you're a tzaddik gamur. That's what that Gemara is talking about. What the Orach Tzaddikim is talking about is beyond that step. Okay, yes, now I'm a tzaddik gamur. Now I'm only going to do good. But I still have to take care of the old averos. I still have to do something to erase those averos, to achieve kapara for the averos. That's where you need the whole tshuva process. And I would argue that if you look through the Makaros, a lot of times you'll have an example in Chazal where someone has a moment of tshuva, an instant of tshuva. That instant of tshuva is just that he's a tzaddik gamur right now. An instant of tshuva does not fix the past. To fix the past, you need all of the elements of tshuva. That's a critical distinction, I think. Gama tefila inim kubelas zulasi acharata, and tefila doesn't work without charata. Kiyich yomar selach lanu avinu ki chatanu kishenu mischaret al chata'a. It's a little disingenuous to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, selach lanu avinu ki chatanu, forgive us Hashem because we sinned, when you don't feel badly about having sinned, when you think that sin was a lot of fun. Now Hashem, please forgive me for that. That doesn't work. It has to be, I regret that sin. Hashem, please forgive me. If I had to do it all over again, I wouldn't do it. Mashal, v'zedom lemelech, the mashal, of course, because we're Jews, is about a king. It's always about a king. Mashal lemelech, sha'avdo sarach alav, where his servant rebelled, did something terrible. U'mevakish mechila meyas ha'melech. So he goes and he asks for mechila from the king. Ima eved eino mischari b'libo v'choz v'os asircha m'chol yom. If the Eved never feels bad about it and he continues to do the same thing day in and day out, Yichos alav ha-melech Yosef, king is going to get more angry at him. Meaning, it's better not to even ask for forgiveness. It's one thing if you're still sinning, so the king might say, or let's say the parent might say, he's going through his rebellious stage. he's getting it out of his system. But if while he's going through his rebellious stage, he's still saying, forgive me, as he continues to do the Avera, well, then you're just a chakran. Then you're just a liar. You're being dishonest. And to be dishonest with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is extremely foolish. You know, you could fool people, some people, some of the time. You can't fool HaKadosh Baruch Hu ever. Bochen Kleos Velev, he knows exactly what's going on. So it's really upsetting and off-putting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chein misha gozal abrios, person steals. Ubabu chol yom levakish lemelech shiyim chalav. So he comes every day to ask the king, forgive me for stealing. So what does he do? V'chozer v'gozal, he steals more. Ein safik shezah hagazlan marba alav rogez hamelech levakash lemechila. It makes it worse by asking for mechila. The king is saying, what do you think you're doing? You're asking for mechila. You're still a gazlan. Now imagine you steal, you haven't returned it, and you're asking for mechila. Mechila, you have to return it. That's step one. Step one is you have to undo what you did, right? So you're not willing to undo what you did, then there's no such thing as mechila. The very notion that charata even works to undo what we did is a great chesed of the Ribbono Shel Olam, right? Tshuva is bechasdei Hashem. It's the greatest chesed that the Ribbono Shel Olam does for us, because it's not normal, it's not usual that a person can undo something. We have to realize in Avera, I think there's also an important hashkafa. An Avera is not, it's not fake. It's real, and a mitzvah is real. Meaning the impact that it has is we should view it like the physical impact of certain behaviors. Like a person smokes 3 packs a day for 30 years. He might have charata, but you know what else he probably has? Lung cancer, right? Meaning you can have charata all you want, but there's an impact that it has. And all the charata in the world is not going to undo that impact. Right, that's true in the physical world. We know that's true in the physical world. A person could, trying to get back into shape. He's trying to lose some weight, but every day, as Rav Judah say, instead of doing exercise, he did a line of Oreos. Right, every single day. So he might have charata. He might feel bad about the line of Oreos, but lemaisa, at the end of the day, he's obese. Right, it's not going to help. That he has charata over what he did, because physically we know that there's an impact for things that you do. So we have to realize on the spiritual level, the spiritual world is a very real world. It's not what makes me feel good at this moment, at that moment. It's very real that there's a real spiritual impact on our neshamos and on the world at large when we do mitzvos and avodos. Not getting Kabbalistic or anything like that. Just on a very pashut religious level. That as religious Jews, we believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't just play games with us by giving us mitzvos and avodos, by giving us assays and los assays. It wasn't just a game. Oh, let's see how we can torture them now. Rasa HaKadosh Baruch Hu play with Yisrael and see what they, l'ficha chibel on Torah mitzvos. No, it's real. He wanted to be mezachas because there's some way, zuchus means a merit, but zaka or zakut also means a sense of purity, a sense of cleanliness. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the opportunity to cleanse ourselves, and to the contrary, when we do averos, the opposite of cleansing ourselves. That's real, that's an impact that it has on us. The ability to do tshuva, you should think of it as like the ability of a person who smoked 3 packs a day for 30 years to have charata, and 3 packs a day goes away. And it's as if he was, eating some fancy gluten-free diet and going to the gym for, an hour every day. Like that's tshuva. It's a remarkable koach when you think of it on that level. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us that great chesed, but it can't be disingenuous. It can't be that we still have our hand in the cookie jar when we're apologizing for stealing the cookie. Yet you have to at least leave the chait. V'lachein yischarit yispal v'yisvada. Person shav charata davin and say vidui. V'yachshav shlo yasa od kazeh. And you should think he's not going to do it anymore. V'oz tia tefilas mekubalas. And then his tefila will be mekubal. Avla osa tovu mischarit zos mida ra'a. But if a person, so remember, every mida in Orach HaTzaddikim has a positive side and a negative side. So when is there how could there be negative charata? When could charata ever be negative? If you have charata for the good things that you did. You did something nice for somebody, and then they didn't even say thank you. Why did I do them that favor? Right? Well, why? Because it's nice. because you're a nice person. Just because they weren't nice, it doesn't mean that it was the wrong thing for you to be nice. And having charata on a mitzvah that you do is very wrong also. Even if the aftermath of that mitzvah doesn't play out the way you would wish it to play out. Right? What does the Gemara say? Tzedakah, I forgot the exact lashon. That a person gives tzedakah al menas that yichya bini that he should achieve a certain result, a certain zuchus, that his child should survive, should have a refuah shleima from whatever illness. Harei ze tzadik gamur. He's a tzadik gamur, and you know, the Rishonim obviously point out tzadik gamur, really, and no matter what else he did in his life, not tzadik gamur in the midst of tzedakah. Obviously, it doesn't mean he's a tzadik gamur. So Tosus raises the kasha. I thought he's not supposed to be mishamish es harav al menas lekabel pras mishum pirkei avos. Aldi kavadim mishamish es harav al menas lekabel pras. You're not supposed to serve the master only to receive reward. You're supposed to serve the master to serve the master, even if you're not going to get the reward. So Tosus explains that it all depends. Do you have charata? What happens if you give the tzedakah, hoping for a certain zuchus, hoping for a certain outcome, and the outcome doesn't happen? Do you say, I knew it, I shouldn't have given that tzedakah, what a waste of money that was? Or do you say, you know what, at least I did that mitzvah. Okay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, it didn't play out the way I would have wished it would have played out, but at least I did the mitzvah, and I'm happy that I did the mitzvah. So that's all the difference. Do you have charata on the tova? Don't be someone who's mishamish al menas kabel pras. Al menas meaning a tenai, that if he's not, if you're not mekabel the pras, then you feel badly about the maisa. But rather be the tzadik gamur. Yeah, and it's okay to say that I hope for a certain outcome and that this chus achieves a certain outcome. But if it doesn't, you don't have charata on it. So also tovim is charitzos midarah. That's awful. L'chein tzarich shetizoher shalot is charit ala tovos. You have to be very careful not to feel badly about the tovos. You know, you stayed in the base medrash a little bit later and you missed out on, you know, oh, there was great hock in the bunk and, you know, you missed out. Oh man, I missed out the great hock. Yeah, don't feel bad. Don't feel bad if you did a mitzvah. You know, okay, you'll get the hock a different time. You'll, you know. But a person shouldn't feel bad whenever we do a mitzvah. Shlo tov et scharcha, because then you could lose the schar. Because it's a two-way street, sort of. If you could do tshuva on averos, and you could lose the onesh from the avera, so it's ki'ilu, you could do tshuva on the mitzvos, right? If you have charat on the mitzvos, then you lose the schar for the mitzvos. Im nasata la'ani tzedakah, va'achar zman hich isecha. This happens all the time. Person gives some tzedakah to the ani. So it's Sunday night, right? You had a busy, busy day. You're running around all day. You finally sit down to dinner. Right, everyone sits down to dinner. Anyone who lives in a large Jewish community knows this. You know, in Tinak with the Five Towns, I'm sure you've had this experience. Right, knock at the door. It's three guys, or most often one guy at the door, three more in the car, you know, waiting to take their turns with a letter and a story and collecting tzedakah. Right, so. I know I always ask, is there anyone else in the car with you? I don't want to get up four times. Let's just, you know, everyone will come, I promise I'll give you all, right? So, I'm here all alone. I'm here all alone. So, okay, so you give tzedakah. And then you sit down to dinner again, and a second later, he wasn't alone, right? There's someone else at the door. So, your first thought, that liar, I shouldn't have given him anything. A liar. Now, it's true, he did a bad thing. He lied. He shouldn't lie. It's wrong. It's absolutely wrong. He probably does need the money, though. Right? But it was wrong what he did. Charata. So it's natural to feel a sense of charata. Why did I waste my money on a liar like that? I don't know, but he's doing something to anger you. He's doing something to upset you. But that doesn't mean it's not a mitzvah. Don't have charata for the good that you did for the guy. If you have kavar l'shem shemayim when you did it, then your schar is going to be secure as long as you never regret it, as long as you maintain that mitzvah. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with the third paragraph.